welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we are taking a little break here to talk with our assignment editor, Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting at 963-0842, and we're talking about Aries.
We are in the period that's traditionally, where there's traditionally a lot of focus on Aries.
What's the symbol?
Well, the constellation is the ram.
Okay.
And it's ruled by the planet Mars, and it's said to, both Mars and Aries are said to rule the divine male archetype. You know, both are very strong. Aries is very strong. The ram is known as being very strong and very hard-headed and tenacious, able to continue to throw itself headlong onto challenges and obstacles and be completely undaunted.
So tell us a little bit about what we're experiencing today in relation to Aries and where the stars and planets are.
Well, the tricky part is the ruling planet of Aries, which is Mars, has been retrograde and is still. Right now today it's at about 4 degrees Virgo. It's wrapping up. It's coming to the end of its little retrograde period. That's going to end on the 13th at 8:53 p.m., we're in the last waning days of that, and what happens when Mars is retrograde is we get really clear on where we're strong and where we need to become more strong.
And this is what's always intrigued me. Everybody has a different sign, any one of the 12, including Aries.
Right, but everybody has Aries somewhere in their chart.
Okay.
Because no matter when they were born, you know, the constellation of Aries was still up in the sky. Your natal chart is a map of where all the constellations and all the planets were at the moment of your birth.
And I know that's a little bit of a confusion for some folks, especially depending upon, because you and I both know that there's more than just the Western astrological zodiac.
Right.
And so, you know, depending upon who you listen to, you get a little bit different information, but in general, in a way, it is kind of all the same.
Yes.
As far as guiding you.
In as far as guiding you, the energy of the archetypes remains the same, and the position in the sky remains the same. That doesn't change.
Okay.
How we view it changes.
Right.
That's the difference between the different modes of astrology. It's like, how many signs do you count, and how do you count them? And so, regardless, everybody has all 12 signs in their chart somewhere.
It seems to me that much of the zodiac sprung from Greek mythology, or at least parts thereof.
It was influenced by
that. Influenced, okay.
This Western astrology that I practice has its origins in the Babylonian, Mesopotamian, cradle of civilization era.
So next week we'll talk a little bit more about some of the characteristics of Aries in terms of, especially individuals, you know, you hear the phrase, oh, that's so Sagittarius, or that's so Cancer, or that's so Aries kind of thing.
Right.
And so even though each one of us, as you say, has some of Aries in our sign, regardless of what sign we were born under. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in terms of those influences. I find that interesting. All right. Well, that is Beth McDonald Consulting at BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And we encourage you to check out the information at that website. And we'll have you back next week, Beth.
Awesome. Thank you, Richard.
And that phone number is 963-0842. And we'll talk to you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Richard.
Stay tuned. There's more to come.